Merry Christmas, blessed Advent to everyone. So glad to have you here. This is Southminster's annual Christmas concert, and this year we are dedicating our concert to the memory and the witness and the joyful face of Otis Rickard. And we're so saddened by his passing this past year, and we didn't have a real chance to do a memorial service, so we thought his love for music would be best remembered and celebrated at our Christmas concert. And we're going to have a little brief dedication in the middle of the service to him. And then following our concert, you're invited to go into the Peterson Gallery, get a cup of coffee, a snack, come back, and we'll share some more memories of Otis here in the sanctuary itself.
Thank you. This concert is dedicated to the memory of Otis. And his obituary is printed in the service. And I want to read a couple of things out of it. One is that Otis played, he played violin. And he played in symphonies, chamber groups, and church services up to the age of 90. Not 19, not 19, 90. I wish I can do as well. And throughout his life, he was a very active member of the Presbyterian churches in each of his resident communities, serving as an elder for many decades and bringing strength to the choirs of every church he attended with his fine tenor and later bass voice. And I had the pleasure of singing next to him and having that fine bass baritone voice singing in my ear, keeping me on pitch, because he had perfect pitch and I don't. And it's glorious when that happens. He was a wonderful human being. And he was a pleasure to sing with. And we really miss him dearly. That's about as far as I can go, I think. So, I'm going to wait on Michael. We've got three video clips. The first is Otis and his great-grandson, Elias, on trombone in the Hillsboro Orchestra. The second is Otis singing with the Southminster Choir, Us. And the third is Otis's great-grandson, Kingston, singing with his class, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love."
Thank you.
And we're going to have a chance to share some memories of Otis after our service back here in the sanctuary. And I'd like, if I don't put the family in a spot, I know the two daughters are here, Kathy and Elizabeth, and maybe can the rest of the family members just raise your hands. So there you go. Thank you all for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Before we go to our final carol and final song, Silent Night, I want to mention Jason and Matt and Dan, our music staff, and what an honor it is for me to be able to work with these amazing musicians and all of the gifts that they bring and their many connections to our community. We are very fortunate, and let's applaud them, shall we? And it wouldn't be church without a few advertisements. Hope you'll join us Sunday. We are excited to bring the Pacific Ringers here, and our own handbell choir is the warm-up act. That's on the 4 o'clock on the 9th. On the 18th is what we call a longest night service. It's a beautiful service for those who have had a loss. So if you know someone who's experienced a loss this year, I invite you to bring your friend to that service on the 18th. On the 16th, we are excited to have a children's program, Dancing in the Desert, about the Holy Family's journey into Egypt, and a special tribute there. A friend I met in Iraq, Sheikh Ramadan, is going to be talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the Islamic tradition. So it'll be a beautiful message for our children about how important and how much in common our various religious traditions have together. And then on the 24th, we have our Christmas Eve services, a family service at 5, and then a candlelight service at 11. And then all through the Christmas season, you'll see the calendar there for our train set. Mike Hoagie has designed it just for this space. And so these are times in which our trains will be running, and the train schedule is there.